A growing issue in soil health is aluminum toxicity. Ryan Beadle, NDSU cropping extension specialist at the Dickinson Research Extension Center, is conducting trials in aluminum toxicity, and that will be one of the topics that will be discussed at the Soil Health Workshop on Tuesday, August 28th. The workshop will be held at the Community Soil Health Demonstration just west of CHI St. Alexius Health Center. Beadle provided more information about the project.
A growing issue in southwest North Dakota is a reduction of soil pH. This is due to long-term no-till along with fertilizer use. Due to some of the soils we have in the region, there really isn't much of a buffer for some of these fertilizers, so the soil is acidifying over time. This is causing some soil pHs to drop below 5.5. When the soil pH drops that low, aluminum, which is already in the soil, becomes easier to take up by the plant, and this aluminum is toxic to the plants. There's been some work done in Montana looking at different varieties of wheat and how they handle this aluminum toxicity. We have a variety trial with a handful of varieties that are commonly used in southwest North Dakota and looking at how they handle aluminum toxicity. We should have some results for you by August 28th for this workshop.
Beadle also talked about how to manage fields and moisture infiltration.
We'll talk about a few different aspects of soil health. One of those includes water infiltration. Great thing about no-till is that it increases water infiltration. Water infiltration is very important, and that water holding capacity of the soil can help that rain last quite a bit longer for your crops.
Ryan Beadle, NDSU Extension Cropping Specialist at the Dickinson Research Extension Center. The Tuesday program begins at 9 o'clock in the morning, just west of the CHI St. Alexius Health Center campus. The program is open to the public, and individuals wanting more information can contact the center at 701-456-1100. This is James Oderman.